It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it, Allen. Tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece lightning. 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time for the Jets-Dolphins pregame report. The Jets taking on the Dolphins in Miami today. The Jets have, according to ESPN analytics, less than a 1% chance of getting into the playoffs. If they lose this game, that becomes officially 0%. So they've got to win to keep even their faintest playoff hopes alive. Will they be able to do it? We're going to talk about it. We'll go through all the prop bets, predictions, and then, of course, picks from around the league. First, we begin with our friend who is the co-owner and co-founder of JetsXFactor.com, a website where he is also the lead reporter. My buddy, Robbie Sabo, the leader of the Saboholics. Robbie, what's up, brother?
Just watched a full slate of Saturday football, you know, and waiting for good old Miami.
I bet your buddy Wayne Krabet, who of course co-hosts your show, the Underdog Jets podcast, and also is somebody that will sign an 8x10 autographed picture for you if you subscribe over at JetsXFactor.com. I bet that there's a part of him that wants to be activated for the game later today.
Oh, and secret, you know, truth be told, I think he's used discount code 80 himself to get his own picture. He mailed them to me to give to subscribers, and he kind of regrets how many he gave, so he had to sign up for 5 new accounts. But yeah, JetsXFactor.com, use discount code 80.
Wayne Krabet is a guy that the Jets could certainly use in the offense, especially the way that the offense has been for most of the year. Before we get into anything else, Robbie, let's talk about the injury report, because that is the big news right now. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers not going to play. Although I think we can both agree it's mildly insane that the Jets had him doing defensive drills, filling in for a linebacker. He intercepted a pass from Zach Wilson in practice. All I could think about, Robbie, was the Mariano Rivera injury. If you don't remember, Mariano Rivera never, ever, ever got hurt. He would occasionally go out to the outfield and take some fly balls during practice. And one day he did that, and he ended up suffering a season-ending injury. And so all that was going through my head when I heard that Aaron Rodgers was participating in a defensive drill, even lightly, was that Mariano Rivera injury. Can't believe they did that, but needless to say, he's not going to play this week. I don't think he should play at all, but he's definitely not playing this week. Also, Jason Brownlee is out, which is sad because I would have liked to have seen him get more reps and have a chance to see him get evaluated for next season. Carter Warren did not practice Friday. He's listed as doubtful, but I can't imagine he's going to play. Will McDonald didn't practice Friday either. He is listed as questionable. I can't imagine he's going to play. However, Nick Bawden and Jonfrankl Myers, who were limited earlier in the week, they both were full participants on Friday. Limited for Max Mitchell, so he's legitimately questionable. Joe Tippmann, Mekhi Becton, Breece Hall, Solomon Thomas, Quincy Williams, and Zach Wilson, who I didn't even realize was on the injury report, all listed as full participants. So, Robbie, what I take away from this is you won't see Jason Brownlee. Obviously, you're not going to see Aaron Rodgers. I don't think you're going to see Carter Warren or Will McDonald. You may or may not see Max Mitchell, but everybody else should be in this game.
Yeah, it's, you know, no huge surprises. No McDonald. I guess Carl Lawson will be active then, right? I mean, he didn't come down with anything recently that slipped under the radar. So they're still rotating as they normally do, as they always do, much to the chagrin of a lot of people. But it's less of a rotation this year, and especially down the stretch. Huff playing more than just third down. Jermaine Johnson coming on strong. So, you know, from an injury front, it looks pretty solid. And I think the big takeaway here is how banged up Miami is. I mean, I see reporters, I forgot who it was, but telling the fans to say a prayer for the Miami O-line after he watched them in practice. And I replied, hey, all the prayers have been used up by mid-November in the New York area as it pertains to O-line. So I think Jets are looking pretty good as compared to the Fish.
Yeah, our old friend Jonathan Harrison may actually play in this game. That Miami offensive line is in shambles. We're not sure whether Tyreek Hill is going to play. Mike McDaniel said it'll be a game time decision. Obviously, if he doesn't go, that's a huge advantage for the Jets. And so the line is 9 points here in Miami. Would have been a couple points higher if not for all these injuries. But I got to tell you, Robbie, I feel like there's a momentum shift happening here. I'm not saying the Jets are going to win this game, but with all those injuries and Tyreek Hill either not playing or being at probably about 50%, I feel like there's a decent chance the Jets keep this close. There's also an over-under of 36.5. I don't think I would touch that because of all the volatility with the injuries. But I think I like the Jets here to cover. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I think they may cover that 9-point spread.
I mean, hey, it's a smart bet. The market's leaning towards the Jets the more the week has gone on. I think it opened up at 12 with some sports books. So, the momentum surely is there, and momentum is the real thing in the NFL, much to the chagrin. That's the second chagrin I've used, much to the chagrin of analytics, the analytics people. So it's very real. And look, this Jets team has talent. If they figured out flipping the switch last week in terms of playing against the defense's tendency, throw against on your toes defense, run when it's more balanced, then anything could happen. So, it's the season of hope in December. We'll see what happens here.
And everybody, of course, hoping that Zach Wilson continues to play well. Best game of his career last week in the victory over the Houston Texans. And so we'll see if, as you said, Robbie, the momentum carries for him. If it's real for Zach Wilson, we know it's a real phenomenon, but is it going to be real for Zach Wilson? Let's take a look at the passing props and see what Vegas thinks. Passing touchdowns. Over under Tua Tagovailoa 1.5, Zach Wilson 0.5. Passing yards, Tua Tagovailoa 220.5, Zach Wilson 175.5. Passing and rushing yards combined, Tua Tagovailoa 228.5, Zach Wilson 193.5. Pass completions, Tua Tagovailoa 20.5, Zach Wilson 17.5. Pass attempts, Tua Tagovailoa 30.5, Zach Wilson 29.5, interceptions, Tua Tagovailoa and Zach Wilson 0.5, and longest completion, Tua Tagovailoa 35.5, Zach Wilson 31.5. Tua still has the edge in terms of what Vegas expects over Zach Wilson by a decent amount, but you have to figure that it would have been significantly higher if there was certainty about Tyreek Hill for this game.
Yeah, and at the risk of being a mush here for Jets fans, 0.5 over under total, a touchdown total for Zach Wilson. I mean, I got to go over there, even at the -135 number. It's, he still has a rapport with Garrett Wilson. The O-line looked okay last week. And yeah, we saw them revert back into their conservative shell in Denver during the Hackett Bowl after Zach Wilson busted out against KC. But do you think it's going to happen again? It's tough to think so, considering they're 5-8 and, Salah signaling to the media for the first time that I can remember that Zach just needs to let it fly last week before the game, before the Houston game, I think is a come to Jesus moment for the staff. And I think it's no coincidence that Rodgers is nudging them a bit. So I'd take Zach Wilson there.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Receiving props, over-unders, receiving yards, Breece Hall, 26.5. I like the over on that one. Garrett Wilson, 55.5. Jeremy Ruckert, 10.5. Tyler Conklin, 27.5. Xavier Gibson, 10.5. Receptions, Alan Lazard, 1.5. Breece Hall, 4.5. Garrett Wilson, 4.5. Jeremy Ruckert, 1.5. Tyler Conklin, 3.5. Xavier Gibson, 1.5. Longest reception, Breece Hall, 12.5. Garrett Wilson, 20.5. Jeremy Ruckert, 8.5. Tyler Conklin, 13.5. And Xavier Gibson, 8.5. What's interesting here, Robbie, is that I guess because of all the injuries along the offensive line and the uncertainty with Tyreek Hill, there are no posted odds for any of the Dolphins' wide receivers in these receiving props.
Yeah, it's DraftKings doing the smart thing. Most of the sports books, obviously. it's such an interesting situation. I mean, the MVP race as a whole. I mean, who's going to win MVP? Could it be Tyreek, a receiver, actually? Could McCaffrey, Brock Purdy, Dak? He means that much to this roster, to this offense. So you really can't do anything. You know, will they post him at the last moment if they know he's going to play? Doubtful at this point. So I don't know where you go. Where do you go for this one, Scott?
I would go with the Breece Hall receiving props. I just think last week we saw what he can do in the receiving game. I think Zach Wilson's going to continue to look his way. I think Nathaniel Hackett has to be smart enough to realize that he needs to continue to use him a lot in the passing game. And so I like the over, especially on the receptions and on the receiving yards as well. I think it's a good bet for both of those.
Yeah, I agree. And stay away from Gibson. It's not that I don't think Gibson's going to see the ball, but it could be a lot on the ground. I mean, we saw it last week where he had a rushing touchdown. He's that X factor type where it doesn't have to come in the receiving game technically. So go Hall, stay away from Xavier.
Rushing props, over unders, rushing yards, Breece Hall 43.5, Dalvin Cook 17.5, Zach Wilson 13.5, rushing attempts, Breece Hall 11.5, Dalvin Cook 5.5, Tua Tagovailoa 2.5, Zach Wilson 2.5, rush and receiving yards combined, Breece Hall 74.5, Dalvin Cook 24.5, Garrett Wilson 56.5, Xavier Gibson 13.5, and longest rush, Breece Hall over under 12.5, Zach Wilson over under 8.5. What do you think here, Robbie? It's interesting. Again, nobody listed for the Dolphins except Tua Tagovailoa on the rushing attempts. I guess assuming that because of the offensive line problems, the Jets defense will be able to get to him and force him into situations where he'll have to leave the pocket and potentially scramble. There are a couple here. I don't mind the Zach Wilson prop here. At 8.5 for the longest rush, I think that's certainly doable. We've seen that a couple of times this year. I don't know that I would be comfortable with the Breece Hall rush and receiving yard prop only because I just don't know what he's going to do rushing the ball. I wouldn't want to take that chance. But I like the Zach Wilson rushing prop in terms of longest rush. And even the number of rushes that he has, I think, is something that you should strongly consider. 2.5, he's been using his legs a lot more.
Yeah, I think overall, try to stay away from this category because, again, the Jets won't be able to rush the ball unless or until they attack downfield like they did against Houston. What happened in the first half? They tried to run it. Nothing really there. It's tough to run against a loaded front when the tendency is to stop the run. But when they opened up that second half and threw the ball, what was it, 7, 8, 9 straight times, and it worked, and they marched right down the field, suddenly the defense had to be a bit more balanced, and D'Amico Ryans had to back off a little bit, and then they could run the ball. So you never know what you're going to get from the Jets offense, from the quarterback, and then thus from the rushing game. So I agree with you. The Zach Wilson scampering for, I think it was over 8.5, you said, or 7.5, one of the two, go with that one.
Defense and special teams props, over-unders, sacks, Andrew Van Ginkle, 0.25, Bradley Chubb, 0.75, Bryce Huff, 0.25, Christian Wilkins, 0.25, Jermaine Johnson, 0.25, Quinnen Williams, 0.25, Zach Seiler, 0.25. I think I like almost all of those. The only one I might not take is Bradley Chubb at 0.75 because that would require a full sack. But all the rest of these guys, considering the offensive line issues on both sides of the ball, I think those are pretty decent bets if you want to take a swing. Total tackles, C.J. Mosley, 8.5, D.J. Reed, 4.5, Jordan Whitehead, 5.5, Quincy Williams, 7.5, Quinnen Williams, 2.5, Sauce Gardner, 3.5, Tony Adams, 5.5. And kicking props, Greg Zuerlein and Jason Sanders, both over under 1.5 field goals. Jason Sanders, over under 6.5 total kicking points. Greg Zuerlein, over under 5.5. Extra points made, Greg Zuerlein, over under 1.5. Jason Sanders, over under 2.5. I'm going to ride the hot hand here, Robbie. I like all the Greg Zuerlein kicking props.
Yeah, Greg the leg, can't go wrong. And I love Quinnen Williams. He is over on the sacks. Why? They're without their starting center, and usually offensive lines, they have to double team Quinnen. That communication can be an issue. So I could easily see Quinnen coming away with at least one sack.
Anytime touchdown scorers. We're going to do odds here. Tyreek Hill minus 130. Interesting because he may or may not be in this game. And if he is, he's certainly not going to be at 100%. Raheem Mostert plus 100. Devon Achain plus 115. Jalen Waddle plus 155. Breece Hall plus 180. Jeff Wilson plus 240. Garrett Wilson plus 260. Cedric Wilson plus 340. Braxton Berrios plus 400. Durham Smythe plus 500. Miami Dolphins defense and special teams plus 600. Dalvin Cook plus 550. Alan Lazard plus 600. Tyler Conklin plus 650. That's not a bad one at plus 650. Zach Wilson plus 750. Tua Tagovailoa plus 1,000. Israel Abanikanda plus 850. Jets defense and special teams plus 950. Randall Cobb plus 1,000. No touchdown scorer at all plus 5,000. Chase Claypool plus 1,500. Julian Hill plus 1,300. Jeremy Ruckert plus 1,100. That's not a terrible one either. Alec Ingold plus 1,600. Irvin Charles plus 2,000. Robbie Anderson, back with the Dolphins again, plus 1,600. Kenny Aboah, plus 2,800. Tyler Croft, plus 2,800. Nick Bawden, plus 2,500. Any that you like, Robbie?
Yeah, I mean, touchdown scorers, you wanna get the most bang for your buck here. So Conklin, as you said, I love Conklin there. And Dalvin Cook, you know, going back home to Miami, it came down to these two teams. I think Jets fans are wishing he chose Miami at this point. No one wants to talk about Dalvin Cook, but if there's a game where he could get a touchdown, I think it would be the first of the season, if I'm not mistaken, it would be this one. And plus 2,500 as the first TD score, hey, there are far worse bets than that.
Robbie Sabo, my buddy who covers the Jets over at jetsxfactor.com, a website that he co-founded. Thanks so much for coming on and going through everything in this Jets-Dolphins pregame report. Really appreciate it. Before we go, let's check in with my buddy Walter Cherepinski over at walterfootball.com. He's got his picks from around the NFL. Walter, the floor is yours, my friend.
Thanks, Scott. Going to begin with the Jets as usual. They're 9-point underdogs in Miami. I actually like the Jets a lot this week. They look great against the Texans, but this is more about fading Miami. The Dolphins, they're so banged up right now. Almost every single offensive lineman of theirs is injured. They're going to be missing at least two of them. The other three are going to be playing hurt at the very least, and they might miss action as well. Tyreek Hill has not practiced all week. They have several defensive players injured as well. I don't know how Miami really functions here, and the motivation for them is low because they beat the Jets 3 weeks ago. That was the Tim Boyle, though. Zach Wilson is obviously not the best quarterback in the world, but he's a lot better than Tim Boyle. Just a big upgrade, and I think the Jets keep this close against a Miami team that just lost to Tennessee. I think Miami's in trouble with all these injuries. Moving on to some of the other games I like, I love the Bears +3 at Cleveland. Everyone seems to love the Browns now that Joe Flacco has been playing well the past 2 weeks, but he's gone against two defenses that are not very good, especially last week with Jacksonville. Jacksonville has made Jake Browning and Joe Flacco look like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning the past 2 weeks. It's going to be a very tough game here against Chicago. The Bears actually had the better defense statistically. Metric-wise, the Bears are fifth in defense. They've gotten so much better with Montez Sweat there. Plus, everyone's healthy in the secondary. And also, the Browns play a lot of man, and Justin Fields plays so well against man. So it's a really good matchup for the Bears. I think they should actually be favored. I think the Cleveland Browns are a little overrated right now. Their defense has not been playing well since they lost Myles Garrett got hurt. He's been playing injured, so he hasn't been as effective. And also, their offensive line is going to be down their center and their top three tackles, so it's going to be tough to block the Bears. Another game I like is Washington against the Rams +6.5. So the Rams are going to be playing Thursday night against the Saints, so this is maybe a look ahead factor for them. And it's going to be an important game in the divisional race in the wild card race, because both teams are trying to get the final spot in the NFC playoff chase. So I think they may overlook Washington, and I think you have to ask yourself, is this game going to be like Washington-Philadelphia, where those two games are close, or is it going to be like Washington versus Dallas or Miami, where there are blowouts? And I think the difference here is that I think the Rams are kind of like Philadelphia, where they're not an elite team. You know, despite Philadelphia's record, they're definitely not as good as the record says they are. And the Rams are a good team, but they're not a great team like Dallas or a healthy Miami team is. So I think Washington should be able to cover the spread here. The Rams, their secondary is very shaky. Joe Flacco, you know, like I said, it looked good against them 2 weeks ago. Lamar Jackson threw all over them. I think that Sam Howell should have a good game and maybe get the backdoor cover. I like Buffalo minus two against Dallas. So people are asking me, why is Buffalo favorite here? And the answer to that is because the sportsbooks want you to bet Dallas. Dallas is coming off a huge win. It's their first win against the winning team, the team that currently has a winning record. So I think they might be in for a letdown spot here in Buffalo. And something that is a huge factor, I think, is that there's the flu circulating through Dallas's locker room. Four players have been tagged with an illness. Stephon Gilmore may not play. And Dallas has been very weak to outside receivers. They allow the second most production to outside receivers. As good as their defense has been, this is a big weakness. And Buffalo has Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. Plus, Josh Allen is running more since the new offensive coordinator took over. James Cook is being used more as a weapon. I really like the way the Bills are going. I actually bet the Bills to win the Super Bowl at 18-1. I think they're a good value in an AFC that doesn't really have an elite team right now, unlike the NFC and the Niners. I think the AFC is wide open, and if the Bills win this game, they're looking great because the rest of the schedule is very easy. Finally, I like Seattle plus three against the Eagles on Monday Night Football. As I said earlier, the Eagles are overrated. Their defense is ranked 31st in EPA. They've just been gashed by everyone through the air. It's not a surprise at all because that they got blown out by San Francisco and Dallas. Just they've been barely scraping by these games that they should have lost, and they go against two elite teams and they get blown out. Seattle obviously not an elite team, but they're playing better recently. They took the Cowboys down to the distance, and then the Niners, that was a very close game as well. So I think they should be able to beat the Eagles. They have the receivers to do it. Philadelphia's secondary is so bad. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba should all have big games. So those are the WalterFootball.com Week 15 picks against the spread. Back to you, Scott.
Thanks, Walter, and thanks for listening. Check out everything Robbie and the gang are doing over at JetsXFactor.com. Check out everything that Walter and Charlie Campbell are doing over at WalterFootball.com. And check out everything we're doing at PlayLikeJet.com and the Play Like Jet YouTube channel. We've got some awesome All-22 breakdowns on our channel, so watch our videos and subscribe if you haven't already. YouTube.com/PlayLikeJet. Visit our store, TeePublic.com. That's TeePublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quentin Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Play Like Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, TeePublic.com. That's TeePublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.